Okay, just to quickly review, the Rambam in the 10th chapter, we learned the first halachas yesterday, says a couple of rules. First of all, he says the haircut that you do cannot work for the nazir and the tzaras at the same time. That doesn't work together. And the...
No double clipping.
Right. What?
No double clipping.
No double clipping. Okay. And the whenever there's a haircut for tzaras, when there's a suffix of mitzora, it doesn't push off nazirus. Those were the two rules he said. Therefore, we had a situation where a person was certainly a nazir. He committed himself to be a nazir for a one-year period of time. And then during the year where there was a suffix, during the entire year, if he was also a mitzora, and there was a suffix if he was tamei meis, which creates all kinds of problems because we have to worry about the worst possible scenarios in each and every year. And it can also be the best possible scenario in each and every year. And the Rambam basically says that there are four haircuts that take place, right? There's a haircut that takes place after the first year because you don't know if he was a mitzora or not. And therefore, a haircut takes place at the end of the first year. And then there has to be a second haircut, which would normally be 7 days later. But if he is now still
later,
a nazir,
right?
It gets
later.
Pushed off another year. That's the second haircut.
Is starting again as
nazir? Well, he has to keep starting again because he doesn't know what the story is. He has to start again so many times. So therefore, there's a haircut at the end of year one. Haircut at the end of year two, in case he was a mitzora.
And now he can eat kachim.
And then he can eat kachim. However, he still may have not dealt with the tamei meis issue, and that has to now deal with year three, because it could be he's tamei meis, and then...
But wait, we just to get back to that point,
yeah,
because we said already, at the end of year one, he took care of that by getting the spritzing and going to the mikvah.
If he...
That's tamei meis. We took care of that. We said that clearly right here.
But he says also, though...
That?
He says, right at the end, he says that in the third year, at the end of the third year, you have to have a taglachas for the tumah. So it seems it's not been taken care of somehow.
So we know we've taken tumah space, though, before, and we know that if you get spritzed on 3 and 7, you go to the mikveh, that's you've done it.
I think he says he might have been a mitzora then, not really a tamei meis. So that
would have pushed it off. He has to deal with the mitzoras first. Yeah. If he knew it for sure he was tamei meis, he'd take care of it, but he wasn't sure. So it could be that the tzaras area...
So I thought we took care of the tzaras the second, because that's why we took the haircut the first time.
It's the first 2 years. Remember, the first year's a write-off. We just don't know what happens at all.
But that's why he goes to the mikveh at the end of the first year and does the spritzing at the end of the first year. And then he does the haircut to take the first haircut of the two haircuts of Mitzora.
Yeah, he sprinkles himself. That's definitely what happens in the first year.
And you don't get sprinkled from Mitzora, per se.
But that's... Yeah. No, you only get sprinkled for tamei meis.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So why are you getting... If you're getting sprinkled, you're taking care... You have specific...
But you haven't taken up the haircut for that time yet.
But we talked about before, that isn't a necessary step for tamei meis, but it is a necessary step for the naziris. If you do become tamei meis, you have to get the haircut and then regrow
and
your
can't
hair.
And take that haircut in year one and
okay,
two.
Okay, so that's the issue.
Taking the other
so it's
haircut
the issue
the
with
tzaras.
The tamei meis haircut.
Right. So
okay,
for
so
some
that
reason,
makes
he's
sense.
Got to now wait.
Okay, that
so
I
now
can buy.
What can he can't do anything in the first 2 years because those haircuts are for the
mitzora. Right. So he
so
needs
now,
a third haircut.
So now that's going to have to come a year later. I don't know why he's saying it comes a year later. Why it couldn't come a month later or a week later?
Right.
But he's saying the third haircut for the tumah. He's saying so the third haircut has to be for the tumah. And none of the 3 years work because the third year he's saying is for the taglachas tumah. So I'm not exactly sure how he's coming to that, but that's what he seems to say. And
I hear what he says.
He's not allowing him to start the count for sure for Naziris until the end of the third year when he's taken the haircut at the end of the third year for the tumah that could be.
Right, but the only thing it's not clear to us why you have to wait for the haircut.
Why couldn't?
To do it a month later, do the haircut. I don't know why you have to wait a whole year.
Yeah, he doesn't explain it. I'm sure your commentary doesn't explain it either, Sam.
No, I'm trying to.
And then, he doesn't allow him to start taking care of the Nazir until the fourth year.
Okay.
Year number four after the haircut. And then he starts the Nazir for that fourth year. Anyway, that's the issue. And we said it can also happen if he decided. So therefore, it comes out he has to wait 4 years to finish up everything. And at the end of the fourth year, he has the final haircut.
And then all the carbonas he's got
to do. And now we'll have to deal. And then we also, I think, did we learn halacha gimel too with the 10 years?
No, we did not touch it.
Now we come to halacha gimel. Similar thing, just instead of 1 year naziris, what was a 10 year naziris? V'cheinim nodar eser shanim naziris. What if you made a 10 year vow naziris?
So this is a 40 year thing?
V'ayben safek mitzara. There's a doubt if he was mitzara. V'nodle safek toma. There's a doubt of toma. V'sofen at the end of the year. Hareza ena shosa b'yayin. He can't drink wine. Ad arboim shan until 40 years have passed. Megaleach arba taglachas. He has 4 haircuts.
Each 10 years. Achas
besof kol eser shanim. One at the end of every 10 years. Taglachas rishon. The first haircut is a safek yemei tzarat. Maybe he was a matzora. Shniel a safek yemei sfir shel matzora. Then the second year is the counting in between
the end of the second decade.
Counting of the time between the beginning of the Tahara, the Tzaras, to the end of the Tzaras.
That's a long one.
Shlishis, the third one, is Lesfeik Tumah. So again, for the Suffik of Tumah. Right? Because maybe, again, see, commentary here says, well, maybe he was a Mitzora, and the first two haircuts was for the Tzaras. And
10 years
and,
again.
And he says, and this Tumah, he can't cut for 7 days after the. Wait a minute. Here's the thing. Maybe he wasn't Tamei Meis. That's why he has to wait the third year.
What do you mean, maybe wasn't?
What if he wasn't Tamei Meis? That's the answer. I have to wait the extra 3 years.
If he wasn't?
You're asking the question, why can't he just, after the end of the second year, wait 7 days and cut his hair, right?
Right.
The answer is, what if he never was Tamei Meis?
He's not allowed to cut his hair.
Then how could he, cut his hair? What's the taglachas for?
You said for Tuma.
But he's saying, Zula Tuma.
Tuma's
Achrei taglachas
for Tuma. That says Tuma. That's why I really ran into troubles with that.
Rehu Nazir Torezogu Kol Ezreshon. Okay, anyway.
It's hard for me to chew that.
So he's still got to wait another 10 years for the Tuma. And then, finally another 10 years to get rid of the final. That's the shlishi shlisveka tumaso and revis taglachas tar. And then finally, at the end of the 40th year,
so he's got to live 40 years to finish this whole thing off.
He's not allowed to die.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay, but anyway, if you thought that was hard, guys, it gets even harder. I'm sorry, I can't do anything about it.
It's not your fault.
Dalid. Now we got to deal with all the korbanos.
Yes.
Okay.
Then after you brought everything away, based on all the svekos that exists. The Kate said, Dalit, the Kate said that maybe your korbanos, how did he bring his korbanos? Now we have to review a little bit. What are the various korbanos that have to be brought under all these circumstances?
Okay.
And we're going to have to see. You're going to want to bring certain korbanos to be at least the same korbanos that are done for two separate situations. So let's discuss a mitzora, first of all.
Because he's a suffer.
Let's start with a mitzora. A mitzora. At the when he finishes the tzaras, and he wants to begin the 7 day period of purity.
Yes.
Okay. So he first, on the beginning of the 7 days, that when the tzaras goes away, he brings two birds.
Boys. Right.
Two birds. Okay. That's the first thing he does. So that's the first, and that's going to be with the first haircut.
But you can't bring them unless it's vaday.
Well, that's right. But the halacha is two birds.
Right.
Okay. Then 7 days later. When he gets the second haircut as a mitzora, he brings a lamb for an ashram, a keves for an a male. What do you call it? A lamb. A keves.
Yeah,
male lamb. Okay.
Well, the ram is over a year.
And a kivsa, and the female ram for a lamb for a chatos.
Yeah.
For a chatos.
Right.
And then a keves back to a ram for an ola. So he brings a keves, The male and female versions for Osham, Chatos, and Ola. Okay, got that.
That's if you're Vadai.
If you're a Vadai Mitzora on the seventh day. Now, on the other hand, if he's poor, that's what you have to understand why it's very important that he's poor. Then he brings a keves for an Osham, and he brings two birds, or two b'nei Yonah, one for a Chatos and one for an Ola.
Yeah.
Okay, now, a Nazir, who's Tamei, so when he is first Tamei, he has to bring when he wants to get out of the Tumah and restart his Nazirus, he has to bring two birds, one for Chatos and one for an Ola,
right.
And then he also brings a Keves for an Asham.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's very important to know about the two birds there. See, there's two birds there as well. Finally, when the Nazir is Tohar and he finishes everything, they bring three big, a Keves for an Ola, a Kivsa for a Chatos, and an Isle for a Shlomo.
An Isle Ram.
Okay. So that's the different korbanos. Now the question is, if everything he's doing is suffix, so when he's bringing korbanos, there's going to have to be a lot of doubling up and saying, well, maybe if it's not this, it could be this. But of course, if it's different animals, how could you cover each one over here? Because remember, in every stage, he doesn't know what's going on. At the end of year one, he could have very well not been Tomei,
at all,
not been a Mitzora,
and finished
the
whole
thing.
At the
end of year one, go bring his three korbanos. And finish
done.
That. And on one level, he has to feel that he was done with that. On the other hand, he can't take the kind of haircut he wants to take because of the other sveikas involved. So we've got to overlap the korbanos for every possible situation that could occur. And we don't know. There could be three different situations
every
year.
But at the same time, you can't bring a korban if it's a suffix.
It's not supposed to be brought.
Right.
But if each suffix has the same kind of korban, then you could bring the same korban because it could go either way. So let's see what's going to happen here. The ketzed may be korbanos.
Okay.
So number one, it's really a lot better if he's poor than if he's rich. Because remember, the rich Mitzora is only bringing big animals. He ain't bringing any birds.
No boy.
But if he's poor, he brings birds. And those birds could be similar to what a Nazir, whose Tameh also brings birds. And that helps matters a lot. Because then you could bring birds, and it could work either if he was a Mitzora or a Nazir Tameh. The same birds could be used for the Chatos and the Ola. Do you follow what's going on over
here?
Clearly, sure. So, Imhaya Ashir, him, yes. Imhaya Ashir, if he's wealthy, he won't be able to do this.
Nope.
Because the wealthy man brings the Keves and the Kivsa for the Chatos and the Ola, which can't be used together for the Nazir Tomei, which is only birds.
Yes.
So what does he have to do? He has to make himself poor so that he can now bring birds for his saras.
Just marry a certain woman. She'll do
so
that.
Therefore, what does he do? Kosev nechasav kerem. He writes all his assets off to other people to make him poor. Because why? Shemitzora ashir. Look, a mitzora who's wealthy, shehevi korban ani. But if he brings a korban of a poor man, lo yatsa, hasn't fulfilled his obligation.
He's not a nani.
But he's going to have to bring some birds to cover either saras or a nazir tamei. But he can't do it if he's a rich man, because then it's
your school.
So or he could make his assets hefker.
Whoa.
He could also do that and become poor.
Just let me know when that's happening.
So now when he does that, and now that he makes himself poor, V'yachagat, then he'll able to maybe chatas ha'ov. He can bring the korban chatas of a bird on the suffix that he's a mitzora. In that area, and the olas ha behema, the ol of the behema
mem gimel
for his nizirus betaglachas rishona ushnia ushlishis by the first and second and third haircut. All right, at least with the he's going to explain this further in halacha. Hey, again, he's giving you the generality and then explaining it.
Okay, I'm holding off. I'm holding
so
off.
So therefore, in year one, remember, he's getting a haircut. Year one, year two, and year three,
and year four.
Yeah, but he's only dealing with the first 3 years because year four is very clear. You're only going to deal with him as being a nazir.
You're finishing off.
All right. So therefore, he's bringing the chatas ha'of and the olas ha'beima when he has haircuts in year one, two, and three. V'chol chatas of, man, and all these chatas of lo seochel, you can't eat them. Why may she suffer? Because you're right. In a doubt if it's for tuma or tzaras. If it's brought on a suffer, you can't eat it. However, maybe b'dachlas revis, but the fourth time he gets the haircut,
it's a certain
then thing. He brings the korban nazir tar. He brings the korban nazir for what a tar is.
Three behemoths.
Shehu shalosh behemoths. The three behemoths that we already explained. The kevis for the olah, the kivsa for the chatos, the al for the
shlomim.
How about
the bread? Doesn't he bring the bread? Well, he brings
the shlomim. Getting into the breads next. Okay. Okay. All right. So now he goes into detail over here in Halacha Hey.
Okay.
All right. Now, Shalosh Chatos Ha'of, Shemevi B'Shalosh HaTiglachos, the three Chatos of the Of that he brings by each one of three haircuts.
3 years, the first
so
3 years.
So why is he doing that? The Chatos Rishon, the first Chatos, he's doing it L'Sveik Tumaso, because maybe he was Tamei. And if he was Tamei Mace, then he would have to bring a chatas bird.
But he's not Tamei, if he's not Tamei Mace.
But if he was, so that's for that suffix. What's the footnote over here say? Maybe it's a Menoser Tamei, Schaiv a chatas. Shnia l'suffix Sorato. Second one is for the suffix if he was a Mitzora, which
that's
also
year two.
Needs.
So that's year
which
two.
Also needs a bird oath. She'ein ha-mitzora mevi korbano elecha techlecha shniyah. Because remember, the mitzora is not going to be able to take care of the tzaras until the second haircut.
Which is after year two.
Right? V'chein chatas shlishis. And then the third one, because maybe he still, maybe was tamei, lisveik tumaso for his suffik tuma.
From his naziris.
From his naziris. She'ein taglachas achas ola nizot. Because you can't have one haircut work for the naziris and for tzaras, as we already mentioned. On the other hand, v'shema mitzora vade. And maybe he was for sure a mitzora. Utame meis vade. Maybe it's for sure a tame meis hoya. Shataglachas harishon avashniyat. And therefore, if it was for sure, then the first haircut and the second haircut was for his teras, as we explained.
The
taglachas shlishis, and the third haircut is for what? Taglachas tumah.
Of a nazir
for the nazir's tumah.
Lefichat
sorach laharbin korban tumah lishis. There you have to bring a korban tumah for the third as well. So in other words, you're trying to get through your teras, you're bringing birds for teras, and you're bringing birds for the nazir in those years. As you're not sure what is happening over there, right?
So I just want to clarify: how can you bring korbanos though if you're not you can't
since there's similar korbanos you'll make it tonight if I'm
but he may not be Tamei at all
but he could be a mitzora and he could be
he could be but can you bring a korban if you could be because this is something we're saying
well we're going to see later on in halacha later on he's going to say what he says about all these and he's going to say all kinds of conditions
okay
in halacha science
then I'm going to hold off
this. Then
I'm
going to
hold
off. If I was this,
no,
then it's that.
Martin's saying he might not be any of those.
Yeah, he might not be
a
anything.
He can make a nedava.
Okay, so we'll these see. Are all nedavas.
This
then,
is what we're hoping to cover.
Okay.
But he's going to make some conditions afterwards. Now, this is all he's dealt with the chatos. Now we go review now the olas. Vav. Shalosh olos. And remember, he's bringing three olos in each of the 3 years.
Yeah.
Shemevi imoim, he brings with them. Al Rishona, here it comes. On the first Ola, who must, he makes the condition of Omar. Im Tohar ani, if I am Tohar, so Zemechavasi. This is the Ola for Nazir.
Right.
I'm finished.
I'm done.
Im Tomei, and if I'm Tomei, Harehi Nedava. Then it's a Nedava, and it doesn't work. I'm giving it as a Nedava.
Okay.
It's just a gift offering. And that's who does for the second and three. So that Ola, every year, he's saying, well, maybe I'm finishing up my Nazirus, so I'd like to bring it as an Ola.
And if not,
as I'm obliged. And if I'm not, it's a Nedava. And it's just a gift. And he's out of the woods on that.
He says it for all three. Okay. He says it all 3 years.
Zion. Umevi Korban Tahara B'teglachas revis. And now he brings, in the fourth year, when he does the haircut,
well, that's a no-doubter
he brings
now.
The korbanos that is the ola, the chatas, and shlamim, like every nazir brings
right.
them.
At the end.
But the omer omasa, but he still makes conditions, because he's not sure exactly what's going on. He said like this, im tamei, you see, if I really was tamei, than Ola Rishon Nedava. So the first Ola that I brought was a Nedava. But Vizu, and this one now that I'm bringing year four,
is a Chovah.
It's an obligatory one because I'm supposed to bring it now. V'muchlad ha-yisi, and if I was a for sure Mitzora,
yeah,
right, then Rishona, then the first one I brought, since it's the same bird,
it's a behema.
It's a behema, rather, than Chovas Mitzora. Then that was my obligation as a Mitzora to bring a Keves as well for the Yosh,
okay,
right?
So there's no
bracha
associated with
it. No, no. Vezu chovas nezirus. And now this one now, that I'm bringing now, is the obligatory for a nezirus. Ushtaim and sois, in the middle of year two and three, which really don't need anything, they'd be nedavas.
Yeah.
They're gift offerings. But what if I was vim tar mitumas mace hayisi? What if I didn't have a problem of tumas mace, but a mitzora? But what if I was really a mitzora before?
Only.
Then Ola Rishona, the first Ola, was a chova for the tzara'as.
Yes.
Because I had to give one the first year for the tzara'as. V'chein ha'shni, and also the second one was the chov for the tzara'as.
Why is the second one?
Achas l'chovas mitzora, one for the chov of the tzara'as, v'achas l'chovas nezirus, and one for the obligation of the nezirus.
And then the third and the fourth are
right. Ushlishis, because let's say my nezirus kicked in right in the year two.
Right.
And then Ushlishi Revisadov, and the third year and the fourth year, I don't need to bring them at all, so they're Nedavas.
But he still has to bring
them. Vahashar Karban Tarasi, and the rest of the Karbanas are for my Tahara now, because you don't have to bring them all at the same time. You can always delay the others. As long as you bring one Korban
right in
the beginning, you can delay the others. Vim Tama Yisi Umitzar, but what if I really was Tama, and I really was also Mitzara the whole time? So Ola Rishon, and the first Ola is Chova Saras, the care of Saras, Ushni Shlish, the second and third is a Nedava, Vezeh, and this final one is Korban Tiglachas Tahara, and that will be the final one they give for.
So he's got to make all these conditions.
That's
in
correct.
In order to make it work, because if he doesn't, then you're giving Korbans that are not necessary, and that's not good.
Right. Okay. Ches, Aval Ha'osham Va'ol. Now, so far he dealt with what?
I think he's got a manual to do this with.
The Chattas. That was the Chattas, right?
Speak to the Korban. Yeah,
and the Olas. Now, he says, Aval Ha'osham Va'ola, but the Osham and the Ola that the Nazir Tummy brings as a Mitzora.
Yeah.
Right? He brings an Osham and an Ola, right? If he was certainly a Mitzora. They don't hold back if you don't bring them. Lo b'taglachas tuma, not when you take the haircut for tuma. V'lo b'tzaras, and not for tzaras. Nimtzas comes out. Imhu mitzora vaday. Let's say he was for sure a mitzora, but v'lo nitma b'meis, and he was never a tamei meis. Hare tohar b'tziporim. He purified himself with the birds. V'chatas ha'of hi'chataso, and the chatas of the oaf is his chatas. However, v'lo teichel, he can't eat it since it's a safek,
right,
and maybe he wasn't tummy at all.
Right.
Behema she'ima bin korban taglachas, and the behema that you bring also for that hair cutting to make you purified, kidei she'iglach ala behema, so that he can give a haircut on the behema. V'im tamei meisu, but what if he really was tamei meis? Hare olas behema nedava. Then it's only nedava because he didn't have to bring anything at all.
Right.
V'meina mitzora tamei. So what if he wasn't a mitzora, but he was a tamei meis? Then the chatas ha'of, the chatas ha'of, korban nazir shenitma.
Right.
That works for the, because he was tamei.
Yeah.
So that's the one that a korban nazir brings tamei. But olas behema is only a nedava because you don't bring an ola then.
No, it's only birds.
For a heavy korban tarbrach, but he will bring a korban at the end by his purity. What if he wasn't Tamei Meis and he wasn't a Mitzor
at all?
Then Olas Behema Shevi B'Teklashron, the Ola he brought the first time, he Michovas Aglas. It's part of the actual obligation to get a haircut as he was
extra.
Obliged to begin with as a Nozir.
Right.
The Chatas Ha'ov, and the Chatas Ha'ov, Baal HaSavik, comes on a Savik, he can't eat it. Okay, now, one last point. I want to do one more halacha because you would get some different scenario. Tess, remember we said you do these haircuts and you haircut everything off, even the beard?
Yeah.
Remember I said that can't be by a man because we're not sure, and if he's not supposed to be doing it as a mitzora, he's cutting his hair improperly, remember?
Right. Yeah.
So how are you able to do this? Tess, when do we say that you can get four haircuts each of the 4 years? Even, and you're even cutting off the beard? If it was a cut or isha, that's not mechuyav in the mitzvah peah. But a man could never have any of these first three haircuts. lo teklachas tuma v'lo teklachas tzaras. Not the hair cutting that you do after the tuma, not the hair cutting tzaras. Kashem etor, maybe it was tor.
Right.
He's going to cut his payas off when it's not a real mitzvah of mitzorah. 100%. Therefore, he can't get a real full fledged haircut. But only the very last one. And why? But he's not doing taglachas. So if you don't cut your hair, then how do you move forward? Because so really, even if you don't get the haircut, it's okay. It's for a mitzvah. If you don't do it, it would still be okay. It's only the fourth and final time does he really do the appropriate cutting the hair as for another should.
So the mitzvah is only the partial haircut.
Right.
For a man.
Right.
If he's in doubt.
Right. Since he's in
doubt.
No, he's a lady at the circus.
But he couldn't cut the... So since he can't cut this, and cutting anything.
Sorry, he cuts everything.
Right, but he doesn't know. So really, he cuts nothing. He cuts
and you can't cut it.
All right. We went through it. I can't say we understand 100%. The last... tomorrow will be the final installment. We'll deal with the following. It's going to... So far, we dealt with Sveikus. Tomorrow's going to be, what if he was for sure a Mitzora, but a Suffolk Tuma? Okay, how are we going to deal with those situations? Okay. So